opportunity to be able to visit with you this evening on what we do a little bit, be involved with the other panel speakers. Dustin, I wanted for several years now, or a couple of years anyhow, to finally make eye contact with the guy that kept Megan and Lori out of shoes last year. So his sexing company's been able to do that. And I've looked up to Dr. Patterson since I was 15 years old and watched his research. And that take a while to catch on, Dave. So, and Willie. Last week I had a phone message. Hey, Galen, this is Willie. You got your slide tray ready? Ha, ha, ha. If you need anything, call. Well, Willie, I'm just kind of thinking maybe you need a little help with your slide tray this evening. So, and the other point I'd like to make in Dustin's defense, Willie, is that somehow sexting technology charges you a lot of money, correct? Do you know who's on the end of yours? You're the middleman. So we're the producers are the ones that should... I just wanted you to know that there is another guy on the bottom of the heap, and that's me and everybody else. So, just that good enough, Dustin? I mean, yeah, you bet. Dustin's a little upset that Willie's complaining about the price. So I just wanted to clear up that Willie passes the price on very well, too. So, anyways, appreciate it. Some of these slides here real quick, and I appreciate Megan putting this together for me. Well, if you need help in the future, why Megan can help you out, too. So, these are going to be pretty basic real quick, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time. And Megan thought I was stupid putting them up there, and I probably did. But I was supposed to tell what we kind of do and how we get the thing to work for us a little bit. So here we go. Scissors, pretty basic, but I tell you what, we cut every time we cut a straw semen, we make sure, and I say we, it's me, I make sure I wipe those scissors off, because a lot of times there's still a drop of semen on there sometimes, and that's a very good way to get some mucus up, have some blood typing issues down the road. So wipe scissors off after I cut every straw. I keep track of my temperature. I read a deal by Willie one time, supposed to make sure the temperature's right, so I do maintain that. If I got donors to breathe for 3 or 4 hours straight, I make sure that temperature is right in line. Semen rod, I make sure that sucker's warmed up every time. I keep it in my arm when I'm filling up the straw. These are things we do just to try and make sure it works. This is my invention. We sell it for $79.95. We will custom make it for you. This is my semen warmer, hammer, thaler, whatever you want to call it. We could change the color of twine probably if I needed to. But anyways, I get that warmed up with several layers of paper towels, lots of duct tape. I stick that under my arm hat, and that's always in my armpit. So if I'm breeding cattle and there's some different temperatures, I try to make sure the semen, and that's my point of this, make sure that semen stays. I found this very, very good. Also, when it gets really cold, those are hand warmers. You can use toe warmers, but you can slap them on the outside of that, keep it under your arm, and it works very well for keeping that whole thing warm. Laugh if you want to, but it works really good. The only problem, if you come out and your armpit hairs are a little bit sensed or something, you might want to jerk one of the hand warmers off. So, but if it's really cold, that does keep it warm very, very good. And then the jackets are $129.95, and if you want the natural color around the cutoff sleeve, that's $20 extra. So, this top semen tank, again, when I'm handling the semen, I've got too much money invested to mess around. I fill that tank, as you can see, I hope you can see how it's bubbling at the top of the tank. That's how I handle the semen. When I'm breeding a lot of cows at once, I pull it up. I make sure that that's not way down in there, and I'm pulling that way up to get the semen off. I waste some nitrogen, but I make sure that that semen's always protected the best I can. So, okay, here's some results. That's what you want to come see anyhow. These are from the fall of 2011, fall of 2012. All weather extremes, we flush year-round. So we may be talking 100 degrees like we was yesterday in Kansas, and could be 20 below wind chill. So Donors range in age, and this is all the sex semen we use. We flush a few yearlings sometimes to have enough egg supply on hand. We put in quite a few embryos a year, through generally 7 years of age. So you've got a range of ages of the cows, and that's all I'm trying to show you here. I don't want to debate flushing yearlings or not. Donors in all the flush groups that I'm going to present the data to you is either sexed or conventional semen. I've got it broken apart, but there's no mixing. When I started doing this in 2009, 2010, I did mix some because I didn't really want a bunch of complete bust. That didn't really gather up many eggs. Plus, it doesn't make for very much profit on the end. But this is all, no, this is mixed now. Okay? Donors are generally flushed for 12 months at a time, except the yearlings. We'll just hit a few of them once again just to have some extra eggs on hand, not really to do anything else with. And when I say they're flushed for a year round, generally, you know, you flush a few cows a time or two, and then production starts to go off. So the results you're going to see are just flat results. They're not taking one or two cows and flushing one or two times and then putting back into production. It's a year-round project. Different concentrations, and I do have a question, Willie, on this. I've used 2, 5, and 10. Now, he just out in his slide a while ago, they don't make 10. And I can't remember which company it was right off the top of my hat, Willie. But I'm just kind of wondering, did I get charged double for something that was actually 5, or... Okay. Just checking. So anyhow, and we use this in different combinations, and it just fits into the way we do things, okay? And all this is 90% male semen. Sex semen from the different studs and sexing technology direct. Majority of the embryos that were non-transferable were degenerate. Otherwise, according to the embryologist, they probably were fertilized at some point in time, but didn't make the grade to be able to freeze them. And this was with both sexed and conventional, except the bust flushes, and they were flat unfertilized. Now I'll get to that. Results on the 90% that Dustin mentioned appears to be right. The results we've got so far, if there's 10 calves, there's 9 bulls and 1 heifer, and so I've been very pleased with that. Conception rates on both fresh and frozen embryos on sex, and this is sexed, this is not conventional, on sex, is 35% to 73%. 121 cows flushed, and all those were with sex semen, every one of them, okay? Of those, we've achieved a rate, or got a rate, whatever you want to look at it, of 57.4 transferable embryos. 1,400 embryos produced, averaged 11.6. That breaks down to an average of 6.7 transferable embryos per flush. I was using 2 Charolais sires and 8 Angus sires. Okay? Now remember these numbers because we don't have a handout, but 6.7 transferable. Okay? 79 flushes in that time period, and that was all conventional. 66.5 transferable, 891 embryos produced, 11.3 per flush. So the embryos produced per flush is basically the same, 11.3, 11.6. Of the conventional, 7.5 transferable embryos. So with the sex, it was 6.7 transferable. With conventional, 7.5. Again, remember those two numbers, okay? If, and you can't do this, I wish I could, but you can't. If we could take out, okay, we used 1 sex sire that averaged 17.2% on 10 donors. Obviously, that was a pretty big hit. We're still trying to figure out exactly, the semen did not check out like it needed to. We're in the middle of trying to figure out that process. But, and again, you can't take bust in consideration, I know, but you need to know this, okay? 17.2% on 10 donors. We had 2 cows. We just, no matter what we did, they just flat. We just couldn't get them to flush. And they was 14% on 5 flushes, okay? So those are 2 busts that go on the sex side. On the conventional side, we had the semen on a bull from a private stud. It turned out not to be any good. So if you take the bust out on the conventional side, and I think there were four or five cows on this. I failed to put that down. Apologize. But if's a big word, but if you could take those busts out of there because of the semen quality on all three cases, this is where we would have come out. On the sex semen, 7.2 transferable per flush, and the conventional 7.7. And you're thinking, well, that's not, you know, I hear all these people get 9, 10, 12 eggs. Well, I'm here to tell you, power to you and power to the people to do it. But if you flush a lot of cows, there's an industry average of about 8 good eggs per flush. And that's pretty close to where we're at. But I think this is pretty much interesting. That's where we ended up. Again, that is if you take the bust out. But even when the busts were in there, 6.7 compared to 7.5. So we're really not much under the flushes with sex semen. So that's in there. Thank you.